All right, my good friends, welcome back to segment number 5, the final segment of program 3 of The Bigger Picture. It is what it is. I am Marshall Wood, show host for this program, The Bigger Picture, author of a book by the same title, a retired Air Force and civilian commercial pilot. But more importantly, I am a committed believer in Jesus Christ, a husband of over 53 years, father of 6, married only once, sons, joined to 6 equally exceptional daughters-in-law who have given my wife and I 15 of the best grandchildren in the world. And now there's a little female voice that has announced her presence in the womb of my oldest married granddaughter. The little one, that little one who years ago, well, that one who made me a granddad for the first time. He added granddad to my list of honored titles. That precious gal, Abigail, is now going herself to be a mother. And that little one growing inside her is a little female. I so want all of them to know and to enjoy and to thrive in the America that I grew up in. It is worth fighting for. And all men of worth and valor, have a divine mandate to ensure the welfare of all women, especially those really good ones like Cindy and those lined up behind her and those really good women like Sandra and all those Susans and Nurse Gimpies lined up behind them. I hope that you will listen next week to my final program as I finish my thoughts from these last few words of the third program. And I want to go back and just reiterate something. Sandra awakened me to the importance of women several weeks ago. My wife taught it to me for a long time ago, but I was so busy I hadn't paid attention to it. But Sandra keyed it. Sandra's a nurse, and when I flew in the Air Force, I flew quite a few AirVac missions, and I flew some badly broken bodies out of Vietnam. And there were always doctors on the flight, but for some reason I never got to the point where I thought these guys were worth warm spit, frankly. But the people that I respected were the wonderful flight nurses who had an empathy that I cannot describe to you. They saw these broken fellows, and they had a compassion that, and a tender touch that you could just see those fellows felt when they came out of those horrible war zones, many of them isolated in little encampments way from everywhere as a listening post for the insurgents coming in. And they hadn't seen the round eye for a long time. That would be an American female. Nor had they smelled the perfume or felt the touch. And those guys sometimes, if they were able, maybe reached a little too far and did a few things that we wouldn't consider appropriate. Well, those flight nurses understood, and their compassion and love was to just kind of laugh it off a little bit and allow those guys to remember how wonderful it is for a man to know a woman and have that relationship with her. And they wanted it. And at the same time, these wonderful flight nurses brought those guys back to health. I remembered a time in 1973 in the hospital at Lajes and Azores. A nurse, Susan, intervened in my care in a very sensitive and painful situation that I was in that a male orderly and the doctors just couldn't handle. And Susan knew what to do. She stepped in, and for 3 or 4 days, she took care of me. And I so appreciate what that gal did. I saw a flight nurse in Christmas Eve, 1974. My airplane had been turned around in Germany. We were heading to Saudi Arabia, and they said, "Well, Woody, you're not going to Saudi Arabia. You're not going downrange. We're sending you back with 3 men who have been badly burned in an accident here in Germany. And you go sit in your airplane, you just wait till they get here, and you're going to fly them to the burn center in Texas." And we waited and waited, and we finally launched. That's a long and horrible story. The doctor on board was generally useless. One of the guys died before he got to the airplane, so we had 2 passengers. And then halfway through the flight, I had a person would come up and say, we've had a suspected patient death in flight, because you can't declare a death in flight. And that was to be done at Andrews when we arrived for our refueling stop. But there was one flight nurse on there that was in charge of everything, and she made bloody sure that that third man was going to make it to the Army Burn Center in San Antonio, Texas, if she did nothing else in life. And I watched her work on that guy while the stupid doctor slept. And it is that memory that Sandra resurrected in me because of her loving care of Sarah. And I know that there beats in the heart of every woman, whether it's concealed or open, a heart with curative properties that flows into her fingers and her hands. And folks, we are losing that treasure in America as these little groups of cockroaches who scurry around under the banner of LGBTQ, demanding this and demanding that, are seeking to destroy the essential femininity by which this world clicks along very well when it's functioning. My wife, the most powerful woman in the world, is like that. The Gimpster, Nurse Gimpy, my good friend, Sandra, has that same thing. And I'm going to tell you next week, if you tune in, what's at risk now in our culture. And it is those wonderful ladies, two of whom are sitting in here with me today spiritually. Please come back, please, for the final program of the series, It Is What It Is, and the completion of what I call my body of work that I wanted to say on the airways of WCGA. God bless you, and I hope to see you next week.